Stay tuned for the CEO Radio Network broadcast, Adventures of Christian Entrepreneurs, with business professor and host, Dr. Mark Maynard. Coming up next on AM 970, KCFO Tulsa. Warning, the following program will only pique your excitement. If you've ever had a desire to do something or be something better than you are right now, to have that business you've always wanted but didn't know how to start, then the next 30 minutes are for you. The Christian Entrepreneurs Organization presents Dr. Mark Maynard on the CEO Radio Network. Dr. Maynard has the know-how to help you develop that perfect idea into a successful business. And now, here's your host for today's show, Dr. Mark Maynard.
Welcome to the CEO Radio Network broadcast, Adventures of Christian Entrepreneurs. I'm your host today, Dr. Mark Maynard. And today we have a special guest with us, Clay Clark, alias DJ Clay of DJ Connections. Welcome, Clay.
How are you doing?
We are doing great. This is a great opportunity. I'm turning the mic on you, DJ Clay.
Well, thanks for letting me be here this morning, and I appreciate the fabulous coffee.
Oh, we have great coffee around here, so that's a way we got to get started here for our day on Saturdays, right?
Well, as a DJ, we drink about a half gallon each morning, so it's a good deal. So.
Well, this is great. We're going to be talking today on our show on how to create a mutually beneficial relationship. How to create a mutually beneficial relationship. And Clay, you also have won a major award. I believe the United States Small Business, SBA, gave you an award. And what was that?
We won the Oklahoma Entrepreneur of the Year Award.
All right. So
year,
you're the Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
That's right. And I still feel quasi-young. So I'm feeling good. I feel quasi-young. It helps refresh me there.
Quasi-young. All right. Well, we want to start out with a scripture. And I asked Clay what his favorite scripture was. And I think you're the first guest I've had that didn't give me one, didn't give me two, didn't give me three, but gave me four scriptures. And actually, it's the Lord's teaching on the prayer, what I call the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm somewhat of a newer Christian we can talk about it later, but with the healing of our son, I have rededicated my life and I've really been trying to focus in on becoming a not-so-terrible Christian. And at the church we attend, they say the Lord's Prayer very frequently, and it's just become kind of part of my verbal lexicon, and I just enjoy it because it really refocuses you.
Well, we were just talking before the show got going here that, I say the Lord's Prayer minimum one time a day, sometimes two times a day, and then I forgot, where is that? You remember John 3:16 and where John 3:16 is located, but the Lord's Prayer, the one I'm talking about today, is on Luke chapter 11, and starting with verse 1, it says, "One day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray,' just as John taught his disciples. And so Jesus said to them, 'When you pray, say this: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. And then give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who trespass against us.'" And I'm paraphrasing here. "And lead us not into temptation, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever."
Amen.
Wow, there's just a lot in that, isn't it?
Definitely.
That kind of covers it all, and we're not here to preach and teach on all that, but that's a great prayer, and I'm glad that that's one of your favorite scriptures. Not only is it a scripture, but it's a prayer.
Well, I think it's the part where it talks about forgiving our sins as we should forgive others. I just think that's really powerful, because you start to realize that you might have success in business, but really we all fall pretty short.
It's so all about him, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, it's always kind of good. I know as an entrepreneur we're pretty independent, but at the same time we call this Christian entrepreneurs. And somebody said one time, "Is that an oxymoron?" Well, we're Christian entrepreneurs. We're entrepreneurs, but we need to have the Christian adjective to that. Well, we want to talk a little bit about how to create a mutually beneficial relationship. And your business is DJ Connection, and wow, I know we've had a lot of things here around this community and other states. Wow, to get something from the whole state of Oklahoma, that's a pretty good recognition.
Well, I appreciate that. We definitely felt honored. I think the award process, and when you win an award, it's somewhat of you almost need a validation, an occasional award or something. I do anyway, because you're out there. A lot of the entrepreneurship is done at 5 in the morning before people get to work, and at 10 p.m. at night when people have left.
That's good.
And you're doing all these behind the scene things, and when you get an acknowledgement, you know, every 4 or 5 years, you feel like you're doing something right there. So for me, it's helped keep me sane. I really am honored to receive that, and I'm glad that someone's noticed some of the attention to detail we've put into growing the business.
Now, I know most people don't understand what DJ Connections is or what a DJ does, but really, you need to explain in finer terms. What is a DJ and what do you do?
Here's what we are. Here's what we are not. Usually, when people think of DJs, they think of the FM, you know, that's like, all right, and we're back here. I don't know, you know, we definitely don't do that at your wedding. What we are is we are your master of ceremonies, your host, your tour guide, your event planner, your music arranger, your sound technician, and your party motivator. We're kind of all these things all come together, and the end result is to produce to actually implement the schedule that we've made with the bride previous to her wedding or a corporate client previous to their event, and we implement it so they don't have to wear a watch on their big day. They can actually know that schedule will get implemented, and when it reaches fruition, it'll actually be the event that they designed in their mind months before. And we do whatever it takes to get that event from start to finish there.
Ooh, that's good. So some benefits to the customer.
Oh, no. I mean, I'm just being – obviously, I'm a complete Kool-Aid drinker and a coffee drinker this morning. But the thing is that we definitely – when we get to a wedding, when the bride and the groom arrives, you know, the first thing that happens to a bride and groom is they get bombarded by 200 people. And everyone wants to talk for 1 minute. Well, if you do that, that's 200 minutes. And you're only there for 4 hours. So right away, you're almost out of time. We have unlimited time, but, you know, most venues have 4 hours. Well, then the bride feels crunched for time and they can't enjoy it. But what we do is we free them up from that schedule and we just hop on the mic with reminders and we'd say, all right, ladies and gentlemen, coming up in just a moment, the bride and the groom are going to have their first dance together as newlyweds. So if you're the bride and the groom and you're listening to this message, meet us on the dance floor in just a minute for the couple's first dance. And it kind of reminds them what's going on in a fun way, but in a way that keeps them on track there.
Right. That's kind of neat there. Now, we want to talk about what we're talking about today, how to a mutually beneficial relationship. Now, you mentioned primarily as a DJ here, you're kind of a wedding coordinator, reception coordinator. Yep. How in the world do you coordinate?
Well, what we're coordinating, I guess, is when the guests arrive, you know, can they help themselves to eat or do you want them to wait? Do you want us to introduce the entire wedding party or just the couple? Are you going to have the first dance before the cake or after? There's about 150 points that go into it. And so we actually built a software program that we call Gandalf 6000.
Ooh, and, that's impressive.
Yeah, that's right. And the Gandalf is basically a proprietary software that we've written that is part of our No Bride Left Behind policy.
No Bride and Left Behind.
Basically, it works better than the other No Left Behind policy. But anyway. But that that program basically helps us go over all the finite details that a bride might not think of when planning an event to prevent any socially awkward instances from happening, such as like we introduce them and then they're not quite sure what to do next, and so they're just kind of there and people are oddly clapping and they're not sure if to sit or to move on to the cake or what to do. We try to prevent any of those socially awkward potentials from happening.
Well, I guess I could call you a mood manager, among other things, right?
Yeah, yeah. And I tell you what, with the advent of coffee and Red Bull, that's pretty much how I augment my mood.
Well, not only do you have an office here in Tulsa, and we're going to get to your website here in a few moments, but I think you also have an office down in Dallas, and you go beyond the big state of Oklahoma.
Yeah, we do a lot of work in Dallas. We do, it's kind of crazy, but a couple weeks ago we had 27 wedding events in Dallas in a weekend, and then I think we had 40 in Tulsa. So it's good if you're a Christian, you know, there's lots of young couples getting married. So we actually have a storage facility set up in Dallas with a main call center hub in Tulsa. So we like to keep the workforce call center office team in Tulsa, and then we have DJs down there in Dallas. And we also do Oklahoma City, and we do Kansas City. And we've done some stuff in Houston and St. Louis, but basically Oklahoma City, Dallas, and Tulsa.
Okay. Well, that's exciting. Now, I have just got to take bragging rights here, and I say, who was some of your favorite professors you had when you were at school?
Well, I think
think hard.
Dr. This guy is pretty incredible, pretty humble, pretty awesome. Dr. Maynard.
Well, I don't know about the humble part, but anyway, I'll go for the awesome.
No, we definitely had fun there. Dr. Martin was
a
professor. He was really good. And Dr. Lewandowski was lots of fun. He liked to stir it up. And I had a great variety, a plethora of incredible professors I worked with. But I think ultimately, too, the passionate professors are the ones that stick out.
Ooh, I like that. People with passion. I think that's important. One of the things, of course, you know about me, Clay, is I always like doing practical application. And when I find students like you that listen to the theory in marketing and then go figure out how to put it in, and then you also think out of the box and do things you didn't hear in class and figure out how to make it work yourself.
Well, there's a book that if anyone listening to this, I would encourage you to buy. I don't get any paid any royalties. I should. I've sold enough copies of it. I've seriously bought probably well over 1,000 copies of this book. But it's called Think and Grow Rich. It's by Napoleon Hill. And actually named my son after him.
Say, I've heard that name before.
And Napoleon Hill is a lot of people listening to this, I'm sure, it was written in like the late 1920s, so some people might not know it as being as relevant today. But it's got these success principles in there that are really, that were the workings of Andrew Carnegie and Henry Ford and Thomas Edison. And one of the quotes that alludes to what you were saying was Edison said that knowledge without application is meaningless.
Oh, that's
and,
so good.
I totally subscribe to that. So people might think I'm a little bit of a interesting fellow as far as being very pragmatic, but I don't have a lot of time in my schedule or space in my brain to handle immense detail that doesn't matter. So I certainly appreciated a marketing professor that understood that, you know, here we're here to teach some practical concepts. And I
All
think
right.
that's what really resonated with me there.
So. We'll hold that thought and we'll be right back after this message.
Here's a question for you. How should an insurance agent measure success? Hello, this is Joshua Lakey, co-host of Adventures of Christian Entrepreneurs and your friend in insurance. You probably noticed Dr. Maynard and I are constantly asking you the question, how do you measure success? Well, as an insurance agent, I measure success by providing you with the protection you need and the service you deserve. If you have an auto, home, or life insurance need, if you'd like to compare rates, or if you just have an insurance question, then please call me, Joshua Lakey, your friend in insurance, at 918-833-2803.
Joshua Lakey is a licensed agent for auto, home, and life insurance serving the greater Tulsa area. For a quote or question, call 918-833-2803. That's 833-2803.
Welcome back to CEO Radio Network broadcast, Adventures of Christian Entrepreneurs. Today we have a special guest with us, Clay Clark, alias DJ Clay of DJ Connections and Entrepreneur of the Year by the Small Business Administration for the state of Oklahoma. Welcome back, DJ Clay.
How are you?
I am great. Wow, this is kind of fun seeing you on the other end of the microphone.
I am enjoying it there. I haven't had this much fun since I pumped in some $4.50 gas in the car.
There we go. That, between $4.50 gas and your coffee, you're doing pretty good here.
That's right.
Well, let's talk a little bit about mastermind. I know you use that term quite a bit, the concept of mastermind or a mutually beneficial relationship. How do you get a business like yours to be so successful, so big, and expand so much?
Well, I think first off, what you have to look at is when you start a business, whether you're going to start a landscaping service or a wallpaper company or some sort of decorating company or entertainment or whatever it is, you have to wake up in the morning and know. And I know this is, I don't know if this is a Christian principle or not, but you have to realize that no one really cares about your success other than maybe your wife and your parents. you know, and God might, you know, God does, but as far as on humans, we don't really care. We're kind of selfish. And so you have to look at that and understanding that you might have a small business loan, you might have dreams, you might have ideas, but no one really cares. What people care about is helping themselves out. Mm-hmm. And that's just a secular perspective. And as Christians, we're supposed to be above that. But at the same time, that's how people work. And so you have to look at that and understand the kind of the psychology. And with that being said, you want to create a mutually beneficial relationship where every transaction benefits not only the customer, but it benefits you as the entrepreneur, as the business owner. Or it benefits the vendors you work with, and it benefits you. But there's got to be a clear explanation of that mutually beneficial relationship. It has to be.
We talk about, of course, you've heard me talk about this in business a lot, is find the need and fill it. That's my definition.
I would definitely agree with that. I would definitely agree with that. I mean, that's really simple, but right to the point, and that's definitely correct.
And it took 750 pages of a textbook to explain all that, right?
That's right. That's right.
But the concept of mutually beneficial relationship, that's a good term. I don't hear too many people using that. I think you're the signature person on that one. I like that.
Well,
so first time I'll say, you know, my friend Clay used to say this, and then the second time I use that phrase, I'll say, well, you know, a good friend of mine used to say this, one of my favorite students. Third time I'll say, you know, I have always said.
Well, I'm a kind of a guy that there was a